episode one of our podcast, Think Flame Ideas on Fire. Today we're going to talk about Instagram. I'm Cassandra and with me is Jonathan. We are two of the partners at Think Flame Marketing Agency. So let's dive into the social platform that has hit 1 billion users and over 1 million daily posts. Like, seriously, 1 million daily posts. From a business standpoint, this is a powerful tool that has the reach potential of, well, 1 billion people.
That's a lot.
That is a lot. So, all right, I'm just call you out. As someone who doesn't have Instagram, what is your view on it?
Well, okay, so what drives me, and I'm sure there's a couple other people that feel this way about Instagram or any type of social media, is just that it's not for them. And when I say it's not for them, I mean, you know, there's people that like to keep some of their personal stuff personal. They don't want to go and you know, invite people into what they're doing or where they're going, because there's haters out there, there's trolls out there, and they just don't want that in their life. They want to maintain positivity. This is my view, and I'm pretty sure there might be a few others that agree with me on that.
Yeah.
But the truth is, Instagram is an extremely powerful tool, like you just said, to reach out to millions and billions of people. It's too good not to give it a shot for your business. A lot of people don't realize this, but Instagram can be used for that other half of your business as far as the advertisement. And what I mean by that is, when you have your website, when you go to networking events, when you go to, you know, to your clients, you give them the professional etiquette that they are looking for, that your business was founded on. Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Everyone does that. No one could disagree. But what Instagram does is gives that personal fun vibe that a lot of businesses tend to forget about, or tend to think that that's not their style. But that's what sometimes people look for to gain their trust to give you business.
Absolutely. It's that transparency, that personal touch. And there's quite a number of ways that you can do that with Instagram. When it comes to the actual posts that you're putting up, a lot of people just think, oh, I'm going to post daily and people are going to see it and they're going to like it and just naturally want to do business with me.
Yep.
And you know what? Once in a while, yeah, there are people who are just going to jump on the bandwagon and be like, I like your message. I don't know you yet, but I want to talk to you some more. The average consumer or client basically need 7 to 12 interactions with you.
Absolutely.
And on social media, it's even harder because you're just one voice out of a billion. And so when people talk about their content and what they're putting up, it doesn't have to be shiny and branded all the time, but it needs to be open and honest. And really, it needs to be about who you're targeting. So one of the things I always say is that any marketing, it's not about our ego. It's not about giving us the ego boost. It's about speaking to that pain point of what your consumer is looking for and, pardon the phrasing, but stroking their ego.
Yep. Like you just said, though, that's kind of one of the key things to the social media presence for these businesses.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of people think that, hey, you put up something, boom, it's going to bloom itself. It's going to sell itself. It's just going to get the traction that you hope and want. That might not be the case. In fact, that's what you probably do from 5 to 9 o'clock during the day. But Instagram, what it could do is that it could be a different face for what you're trying to do that could interact with the way that people don't interact during the day with you. And what I mean by that is very simple. If I throw a sales pitch at you during the day, you might be like, oh, that's just a sales pitch, whatever. Everyone has a sales pitch. But at night, you look at my Instagram and it's a different view. It's more organic. And you're like, oh, that's what he was talking about during the day. that might strike a chord with you that might be like, hey, you know what? Let's talk a little further. Let's see where this goes. Mm-hmm. And that's the beauty of Instagram. It could literally change the message that you're trying to get across to be more clear and to, you know, go farther in what you're trying to produce.
And what's interesting about social media is you have some people who will take pretty much the same post and push it across every single platform.
Yep.
But it doesn't work that way, right? Nope. You're not going to post something on Instagram that you're going to put through to LinkedIn. They're two very different types of audiences.
Yes, that's very important, the audience, yep.
Exactly. And it's the same way. So when we first start talking to clients, we always ask, who is your target audience? Because you're not going to speak to the 25-year-old woman the same way you're going to speak to a 39-year-old man.
Yep.
And sometimes it's the same. They could be the same age in the same demographic, yet their pain points are still going to be very, very different.
Absolutely.
When it comes to posting social media, it's exactly the same thing. I could totally go down the rabbit hole and start talking about your different products, have a different voice as well, but that's a whole different podcast to talk about.
Yeah. So, Cassandra, how do you go about this then? People might be wondering, I mean, I'm certainly wondering, what do you do that will keep your Instagram not only organic for yourself, for your mm-hmm. business, for your followers, for your community, for all that stuff, but also, like, you know, just to make you happy? You know, the key goal is for Instagram, I believe, is to build a community that you could somewhat fall back on when things aren't going that way, you're having a bad day, or, you know, even if you just want to have a celebration, for example, oh, I made 100 sales this week.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you want your community to celebrate with you on that. So what do you think a business should do when it comes to approaching the Instagram and, you know, attacking that type of monster?
So there's a couple of different ways. There's a bit more of the sort of strategic mapped out way, which is with your actual posts that you do on a daily basis. You know, people might look at it and they're like, how am I going to post something every single day that matches my business message, but also keeps people interested? And so one thing that I do is basically create a schedule, but it's not set on a weekly schedule. Mm-hmm. It's 9 days, because when you look at Instagram on your mobile, it's three across.
Yeah.
You see, so it's rows of three. And so for me, I love to read. So, you know, perhaps every third day, I'm going to write about the current book that I'm reading, whether it's a business book. I really like fantasy books as well.
Okay.
And so people who follow me will know that every third out of the nine will be about those books. And then another one could be about an event you're attending or another hobby you have, pulling in as well also the business side. So say for ThinkFlame, it can be about the different types of offerings, whether it's lead generation, websites,
all that stuff,
copywriting, all of that sort of stuff.
Cool.
And so it allows people to get to know the business and what your offerings are in a different manner, but also who you are and who your team is, right? So there's three main partners at ThinkFlame. You know, every sixth post can be about one of the members and maybe a quote or something like that. And pretty sure a lot of yours would be about baseball. Just saying.
Yes, it would. So basically, what I'm getting here is a good way for a business to begin their Instagram is to, like what you were saying earlier, stay transparent, mm-hmm. involve them in, you know, anything that's going on, both professionally, both personally, and it doesn't have to be too personal, obviously.
No,
we're not saying, like, you know, if the boss at your job lost or gained 20 pounds to post that. But we're what we're saying is, like, personal goal for the sales team this week was to reach, you know, 100, mm-hmm. and something like that. Okay, that's all great and stuff. But I think also a good way to make your transparency, your organic showing, to be more powerful and pungent is also a thing that people don't realize is reaching out and connecting in your local areas and a little bit beyond your local area wouldn't even hurt.
Absolutely. And so for me, for example, if I wanted to target, it's, you know, just small city in Canada called Toronto. Yep. In the search, instead of searching by hashtag, I would search by places, and it will show every single post on Instagram that's being tagged in that city. Yep. And what you can do is you can go in and you can comment on it, and don't be spammy. Don't be like the bots that randomly make comments that make absolutely no sense. Actually look at the post and make a comment. And it's not going to be about the first comment, the third comment, heck, even the 50th.
Mm-hmm.
Like, what was it? The 97th comment may be who turns into your next client.
Yeah, follower. It's your first brick. It could be your first brick to your house, or your you know, to build that foundation that you're looking for on that side of the marketing when it comes to your business.
Absolutely.
So what you're saying is you want connection. So we want to connect. You don't want to go out there and be a bot. Being a bot means you go out there and you basically, you know, say, oh, cool, or I like this, to the same 1,000 posts that everybody else is seeing. There's no genuine, there's nothing differentiating you from your competition, both in the social media way and professionally. And
And the thing is, sometimes those comments, like, they may not, that specific person may not turn into a client, but they may know somebody who's looking for whatever your service is. Or it could simply be, like, I've actually ended up with some really good friends who I've met online, and we just share common interests. We started a conversation, and I've referred them business and vice versa. When it's utilized the way it should be, as opposed to people who just go online and just want to troll, because it's terrible to say, but it's going to happen no matter what you
do. It is, yep.
A lot of good and just genuine interactions can happen online, and it's kind of getting lost a little bit.
That's the thing. A lot of these businesses survive on referrals. I'm talking to you guys out there. If you guys are listening and you're saying, oh yeah, I've been in business for 20, 30 years strictly on referrals. I've never done any sort of advertising. I don't believe in it. Hey, we respect that. I promise you we do. But by doing this, you're getting your old school mentality of getting business through referrals, and you're blowing it up. You're making it stronger. You're reinforcing it. You're moving with the times, and you may enjoy it. It's not a painful situation. It really isn't. It could be a very successful and enjoyable situation that puts you at the top and at the head of your competition, which is what every business wants.
And it also works for you while you're sleeping. It's not saying you have to live online 24/7. I mean, saying that sounds exhausting. There are people who do it because that's exactly where their niche is and how they're going to reach out to people. But it's about having that extra tool in your tool belt and not solely relying on just the person to person, because there's only so many people that you can speak to face to face on a daily basis.
Yeah, you said that the other day to me. You said, you know, and one thing about social media is that what people don't realize is that even though your store may be closed that day or is open from 5 to 9 o'clock at night, whatever, Instagram's open 24/7.
Mm-hmm.
That's a pretty powerful time schedule if you're trying to get your word out there. And, you know, it works for you, like you just said.
Yeah, and... You know, I've had some people say to me, oh, well, I just, I'm not a really big fan of it because I want that face-to-face. Well, that's where Instagram stories and the power of video comes through. No, you're not speaking to someone face-to-face, but, you know, something funny happened at your business or, you know, people like to see happy things.
Yeah.
Animals, yep. You know, who doesn't think a little fuzzy duckling's cute?
Yeah.
Or we've been having a bit of like wild weather where a storm will roll in, downpour for like 5 minutes and then leave, and you get these amazing rainbows. And all of a sudden, all across social media, you see in that specific area people posting rainbows because they want to remember the good. Like there's yep. a lot of crazy things going on, so we want to remember the good. And social media allows you to do that. So when you spread that little bit of personal side, and I'm like by no means saying, please don't post everything about your life. Don't become one of those people. But you talk about your business, or if you're in the business of helping people, why? Talk about your passion. People want to hear that as well. That's not, in a sense, stroking your ego, but why you're doing it and why you want to help them. Because helping people, no matter what business you're in, is the business you're in. Whether you're a mechanic
yep.
or what we do with helping people create awesome things online, you know, coaches, we can get in a really dark spot.
No, you're 100% correct. And I want to kind of just go over that niche thing. That's where I think the core of being a business on social media, Instagram, is just key, because mm-hmm. you have competition out there. Everyone does. Mm-hmm. Let's say I'm an air conditioning company. What makes you think that I'm going to get someone's business if I could install or I could do the same thing that my competitors could do? It doesn't work that way. But maybe you say, oh, like this is our prices versus our competitors. We beat them there, or we have excellent customer service. That's mm-hmm. beautiful and stuff. And that, it works. I'm not going to even sit here and try to say, oh, it doesn't work or it's not enough. It is. I'm just saying social media could also be that genuine custom niche that mm-hmm. you could show that makes you different as well, but it doesn't have to be so much of that professional-esque type view where, you know, everyone walks in with suits. It could be a nice relaxing thing that makes you different. I mean, it could be pictures of, you know, oh, after we finished doing, you know, air conditioning install, we mm-hmm. went to the lake with our family, because mm-hmm. that's what we are. We trust each other. We trust our family. That's what the type of business is. You do business with us, you become part of our family. Mm-hmm. And you have that vibe like, oh, like, look at these people. Like, they get the business done, then they enjoy each other. They have that family vibe going on. And what that produces is a lot of trust that, like, it makes the customer, the potential client, want to be like, oh, I want to be part of that. And that's one thing that you could do. You could show off a personal niche that literally, like, makes people say, oh, I want to be, you know, in that. I want to learn more about that. And, you know, it helps.
What I think it comes down to is it helps make businesses human.
Yep.
And my view, and I know you share this as well, is that it's not about B2B. It's about H to H. So it's not business to business. It's human to human.
100%.
Yes, you're running a business, and yes, you want to make it successful, but you are still a person, and the person who's going to buy your product or your service or whatever, they need to feel some sort of connection. And so with your stories or your posts, or those little glimmers into the family side and the personal side, it all creates a connection. And so people need to remember, yes, it's a balance in a sense, right? Yep. It's a business tool. You want to use it to get business and you want to use it to get those leads, right? So even drilling into what you write in your bio, mm-hmm. whether you have, it's still a personal page and you haven't flipped to an Instagram business page, which you should because it gives you analytics.
Yes.
Very important analytics that you need to see. You can link to something. You can link to your website, or if you don't have a website, you can link to a landing page that will help you capture their information so you can reach out to people at a later date and time. Or if you're a writer and you have posted a new article somewhere online on a blog or a newspaper or something like that, and you want to drive traffic to that, that's where you put those things in. It's not just about, you know, the number of likes that you get or comments. It's about how many people you actually convert. Right now, they're running some interesting tests in Canada and Australia, and I believe a couple other countries, where you can no longer see the number of likes on somebody else's post. Gotcha. And the reason they're doing that is because so many people got wrapped up in how many likes they were getting on something that they sort of lost sight of the fact that it's about sharing content. And so instead of sharing like a really great image and some interesting content, it's, well, becoming rather sexualized, right? A lot of people in beachwear.
Yeah.
Both men and women, in order to get, you know, more engagement. And it's true. And it actually works both ways. It's not just women. There are a couple of guys in the fitness industry who will purposely post a picture of themselves with no shirt on and write at the very top, I wonder how many more likes I'm going to get on this post because I'm shirtless.
Yeah.
And then their next post is actually the metrics where they compare it, and it's astounding.
Yep.
And so they've taken away as a test to see if people will actually post more. And so far people are, because they no longer have that little bit of anxiety of, oh my God, I'm only going to get like
10 likes versus, yeah.
Yeah. As opposed to like, you know, I think there was one person where it was like, if I post something about wellness with a really nice picture, I only get 4,000 likes. But if I post a picture of myself in a bikini, I get 10,000. And it's like, those are vanity metrics. How many of those people actually convert into something to help your business?
And that's what you want, right? You want to put, if you're putting the effort into something, especially something like social media, you want it to come out the way you want it to be. So if that person's goal is 10,000 likes, but the only way that that person could get it is wearing something that's a little bit more skimpy than not, and not getting the message across, is it really working? The important thing is, back, like kind of backtracking on what you were saying, is those analytics though.
Mm-hmm.
With Instagram, that's powerful. The analytics are very powerful. People want that. You're putting in the work, you're testing things out, you're seeing what works, you're seeing what doesn't work, you're making the stuff that works stronger. You're either replacing or you know, rejigging the stuff that's not working. And again, that's business. That's how business works. You're getting what works and you're driving it, and you're getting what doesn't work and you're replacing it or trying to fix it to make it work. And that's who you are, and that's another unique way to show people, like, hey, like, you know, I'm saying, I'm different. I'm different. I'm here. I want to get to know you. I want you to get to know my business. I want to keep driving because I want to get to just everything that you're looking for. You stop to me, and that's important. That's extremely important.
Yeah, and I mean, like, what's great about the analytics I'm looking at it right now is it when you look at your business analytics, it not only shows you how many likes you've gotten, your comments, but also how many people have shared it. Or on Instagram, you can save posts that you really like to collections so that you can view them at a later time. I do that with recipes all the time, I'm not going to lie. Okay, nice. And workouts too, but that's just who I am. And then you can also see how many new people visited your profile, but your reach. And your reach is what's important because, so this particular post has 272 likes, but a reach of almost 3,000 people.
And so 3,000 people looked at your thing.
So what reaches is it has the potential of reaching that many people. So
got you.
Yeah. And it has to do with the people who shared it.
Yep.
Because then their audiences who are also watching, say, the story that they shared it to.
Yep.
That's where even more people see it. And that's where those profile views are coming from. And so if you just have a standard profile, like my personal profile, I wouldn't be able to see this stuff because it's not a business account.
Oh, I see. Wow. That's impressive.
As soon as it's a business account, and it's really easy to do it, all you have to do is switch. As soon as it's a business account and it's giving you that information, it will also give you information where it's, you can view when you get regular traffic to it, what time of day is best for your audience.
Nice.
So for this particular one, it's mostly North American, but there are some Europeans. So having either an early morning or a late in the evening post can actually tie in with the time zones. And those little nuances allow you to reach even more people.
Yeah, absolutely.
And then potentially get more clients. Yep. Now, if you're a local business, the European part doesn't really matter, but online in any sense, and you have a product that you can sell online, there's no reason why you wouldn't want to know that.
Exactly. Connecting everywhere and anywhere is never a bad thing.
Yeah. And then just one last tidbit about that is I get that not everyone's comfortable on video. Took me a while to get into that mode as well, but those analytics can actually also show you whether or not the video has more power than just posting a picture or a quote or a call to action or something like that.
Absolutely.
Video is important for any business because people will watch it.
Yeah. And I think that kind of, that helps us transition into the time part of time management when it comes to your social media, your Instagram. Take your time with it.
Yeah.
You know, like you said, you're not comfortable with video.
Yeah.
I mean, not a lot of people are going to like super excited to show a video or of whatever they're selling or whatever, like, you know, basically introducing themselves. And it's understandable. It's not something that's, you know, some people are just born to come out and do. That's perfectly fine. But take your time with it. And when you take your time, not only will you learn to potentially enjoy it, but seeing the analytic results of doing something like that, stepping out of your comfort zone, stepping out of something that you haven't done, going back to the referrals. I've been getting business for 20, 30 years on just based off referrals, and now you're doing a video. Mm-hmm. You might see a lot faster traction that you didn't think was even possible, and enjoy it. And again, the whole thing about it's not a sprint, it's a marathon. It takes time to build the community. It takes, you know, you don't want to do it to the point where it grows too fast for you and it gets overwhelming. You want to do it that you can enjoy this part of your business, that you can show it off the way you want to show it off, because showing off something doesn't necessarily mean that you're, you know, going to be a snob and rub it in everyone's face. You can show it off however you want to, that you're proud of, whether that's, you know, just saying, you know, had a great week, closing down, you know, going somewhere with the family, everyone have a safe weekend, something like that.
One last note specifically about the videos, but just in general, is also don't get wrapped up in the perfection of it. If you're just getting started in it, don't worry and don't compare yourself to the people who are putting out these super high level edited videos. It comes back to realness and transparency. People want to get to know you, and they kind of want to see the hiccups.
Yeah, personally, I don't like the professional ones, because there's a thousand of them out there. Like, everybody seems to be saying the same thing over and over again, telling me the same thing, professionally done and all that stuff. That's cool and stuff, but sometimes it's nice to see someone that does it different, organically, someone that makes mistakes, or, you know, throws a joke in there or something and goes, oh, I messed that up completely, apologies, and then starts again. And you're just like, you know what, cool, just keep going. And you actually enjoy them.
There's one thank you for registering video that I did for us. And I think it took me 8 takes to actually get it done without any swearing, or I think at one point I said stool instead of tool.
There you go.
Find it and put it up as like a blooper reel about something.
Yeah.
Because that's who we are. We are human. We make mistakes. We have realness. People, like, I feel like there's a bit of a swing, right? You have, it went really, really, really edited, really filtered, and now it's swinging back to you. The whole point of the internet was that it was a bit of an escape from reality, but now reality has become almost an escape from the internet and social media. So it's interesting. So if you do a video and there's, you know, some hiccups, okay, you can post the final version of it, but then, you know, a little while later, be like, we're having great response to this, but do you want to see where, you know, my realness and kids beware swearing came out?
Yeah.
So Instagram is, it's a big tool. It's a really great one. And I mean, we're going to be, we could talk about it for hours, but
we can.
We can. And we have. But it's something that I think most businesses should be utilizing. And if it's not Instagram, then it's a different social media platform. And if anybody listening has any questions, please reach out to us. Ask us questions. We can either address it on the a future podcast, or we can speak to you directly.
That's what we would love. We would love to get some questions, multiple questions, so we could talk about it.
And it doesn't just have to be social media.
It does not. And that's the thing. A lot of people, they get nervous when it comes to the word marketing, digital marketing, and all that stuff. And we're doing these podcasts so we could, you know, cushion the blow a little bit. We want to show that it's not all, you know, business, that it could be fun. It could be it's going to be a great investment for your company, I promise you that, but it's going to be a process that is truly enjoyable. And what we're hoping to drive is that every day you say to yourself, oh, I wish I could make an investment like this every day, because it's so beneficial and easy. So we want questions. We want interaction, because we found that if we build relationships and you know, we build relationships and we make a sale or we don't make a sale, it doesn't matter, because the relationship's there. And if something grows from it, that's that previous, you know, building of the relationship makes whatever came out of it a lot stronger, a lot more genuine, which is what we drive to do here at Think Flame.
And this is why he's the client relations partner. I'm totally the content and strategy person. Give me all the data. Let me see how I can work it for you.
Yeah, let's go have coffee. I'm the coffee guy.
What about margaritas?
That too.
All right. So again, if you guys have any questions or comments, we are here to get your feedback and look forward to talking to you guys soon about another aspect of digital marketing.
Episode 2.